the Nofik Migrei Gula. In the case we have a square inside the circle, like we want the circle to go around the square, they hold Palga. Then it's Mamash a half more. In other words, you have to take half of the inside square. If you have a square 4x4, so take half of that, which is like 2x2, and add it on to the 4x4, makes it 6. And Mela, you have to have, it's Palga to half more. And if you have a Palga more, one third more of the whole thing. If you have a square, in other words, if the inside square is 16, because the inside square is 4x4, so a half of 16 is 8. So you have to add 8 onto 16 is 24. That's how you get the circumference has to be 24. In other words, when the square is inside the circle, then we say the circle is like a whole third more than the square. So if the square is 16, four amas, the circumference around the square is 16, so you have to add another third to that, another 8, and there's a third afterwards. In other words, after you add, it's half. You take the 16, divided by half is 8, add the 8 to the 16 is 24. So now out of 24, it's a third more than 16. That's what they hold. They hold that a circle, circle outside the square, the circle is almost like a whole third bigger than the square. That's good, Rabbi Yechiel now. So therefore, if the square inside is 4x4, which is a circumference of 16, in order to get a circle around it, it has to be 24. And the Gemara says, V'lohi, it's not that way. Our own eyes look and we see our measurements we had before is not that way. That we know if you want to make a square inside a circle, you have to get the diagonal of the square, which at 4x4, the diagonal is only 5 3/5, and times that by 3, which is 16 4/5, that's enough to make the circumference around the square to give it a good, to give a circle around that the square should fit in. So kids, it's a little bit schwer what the dining case we wanted to say. They wanted to say, no, Rabbi Yechiel's first member was right. In order to fit the square inside the circle, you have to have the circle around 24 amas around. So it's a very schwer, what are they saying? Like, according to the Chush, it's not that way. So Toys has a pshat to say that, really they said the emes. Toys has kashi, but dove temu zeh, mayin yizaisel zeh, what do they say? They're making a mistake. He asked the farmers what they meant to say, they heard over, their member was right. If you go bust a square feet inside, if you want to know the area inside it, the square feet of the area inside, then they're right. If you take this second picture here, the square feet of the square, and you get the square feet what's inside the circle, then they're right. Then the outer circle is like one third bigger than the actual square itself. But that's if you want to get the square feet. So what they heard over was, they're right, what they heard over, that there's such a musik that the inside circle, the inside square, and to the outside circle, is a half bigger. You have to take half of that square, and add it onto the circle, that's how big the circle is over the square. But that's only if you're handling with square feet. But our sugi is not talking about square feet. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say anything about square feet. Rabbi Yochanan just said that what's the circumference around the circle to make it a kosher sukkah is enough to have 24. So in that taka they're wrong. That's the Maz Maskoni. You don't need taka 24. It's enough to have 16 4/5. But then remember what they said over is true. If you want to know the square area of the square area inside. Right. Amar Rabbi Lezbi Mishum Rabbi Meir. Shtei sukkos shel yotzim. You have two sukkos, one inside another. Shel yotzim, that's the people that make. They manufacture kalim there. They manufacture kli cheres, their earthly kalim. So what they do is, the inner room is where they live. And the outer room, the outer sukkah, that's where they have their store, that they show the merchandise to people. People come in and buy. So shtei sukkos, you have two sukkos, shoyeshim. People that are making this pottery, is zu lefnei mizu. One is inside the other one. So hapnimiyis ein sukkah. The inside house that he's living there the whole year round, it's not kosher to use for sukkah. Rashi learns, shtei sukkah sheyotzim, kach hoya derech sheyotzri kli cheres. People that would make this pottery, the yemeyim, oysen lem shtei sukkahs, zu lefnei mizu, v'pnim yisudar, and then inside one he lived there, o matzniyah kadei roysav, he would hide his pottery there, And the outer one he would make it. And when people came in to buy, he would take it out to sell. Now, Pnimius Rashi says, Ein Sukkah. In Bo Leisha B'Teicha V'Chag. If you want to sit in there and eat there on Sukkis, L'Shein Sukkah, it's possible. V'Yafagav Loibina Sukkah L'Shein Chag. Even though the Lachar is, we hold like Beis Hillel, you don't have to build the Mechitzas or the Schach L'Shein Sukkah. Do'akya Beis Hillel Kaim Alon. As long as you make it within 30 days of the Sukkis, Sukkis is kosher. We'll soon see about that. But the Mashur is Sukkah Yishona, Mastitzin. Even though Beis Hillel holds an old Sukkah is kosher. Ho'cha in the Sukkah. So Rashi, why the loymintkara milsa? We don't. It can't not nicker. Can't be. It's not seen. L'shem sukkah udar. It doesn't look like eating here now. L'shem mitzvah sukkah. So a kol yomaisa shana dar hosim. The whole year round, you also live there. V'roiv tashmisha sedosa v'shinosa sham. The whole year round, this is your house that you're living in. So since this is the room that you live in the whole year, and now punk when it comes sukkah, you want to also live here. It's not nicker. It's a sukkah. That's Rashi's pshat. So Avada, according to Rashi, would still be good what people do here in L.A., they say. That some people here have, mamash, in the middle of the living room, they just push a button, and the roof slides off, and it comes sukkah, they put schach on top of the living room. So Chura, it should be the same sermon here. In your living room, that's the room you sit in the whole year, you live there, you eat there. So how is Nicholas Shem sukkah? The Torah says, but there are koponim, you're having your whole roof move off, and now you're putting something new, the Shem sukkah. You're putting schach up. So it's Nikki reading in a sukkah. Here shal yaitzvah means the whole year it's made from palm trees. That's what it's made from. You have schach there the whole year round. That's called shal yaitzvah. It's like a tent that you make that you have palm trees, the leaves on top of it. So that if a person lives in a sukkah a whole year round, he can't eat there on sukkah either. Because on sukkahs now, it's not Nikki, it's a sukkah. This exact same tent, you're eating a whole year. Therefore, it's possible for a sukkah. So afnim yisayin the sukkah, the abba v'chayavas the mezuzah. But you have to put a mezuzah since you live there permanently. That's mechuyeh mezuzah. V'achitzayin of the outer room though, that's the sukkah. It's kosher to be a sukkah there because the whole year you don't eat there. The whole year you just work there. You're not living there. You're living in the inside one. The outer one you don't live a whole year. So now on sukkahs you want to eat in the outside one. It's kosher for sukkah. Upturim min mezuzah, but the outside one is potter from the mezuzah. So Rashi says like this. The inside one, you have to put a mezuzah up wide. Since you're living there, if you're living there, you have to put up a mezuzah. Hachitzayna, the outer room, is sukkah. If you eat there on sukkahs, you're makayim the mitzvah. You don't have to knock down this sukkah and build it up again. Like Beis Hillel, it doesn't have to be made l'shem schach. Why is it worse than the inside one? It's not Nikki doing the Shem Mitzvah there the whole year. The Torah says no. Since the whole year you don't live in the outside room. You live in the inside room. And now on Sukkot you're living in the outside room. There's a heck of a Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkot in the outside one. That outside room is potter from the mezuzah. So Rashi says, Loilam. The Lavdirahi. It's only meant to go in and go past it. And to bring business people there. Like you want to sell there. But you're not living there. Since you're not living there, you put them in a mezuzah. So according to Rashi here, if you come out of an office, it's put them in a mezuzah. Since your office, you don't live there, you don't stay there at night. An office is only meant to do business there. Mamash like this room. This outside room, it's only made to come in and come out and to bring the merchant there and to sell there. But you're not living there, therefore you put them in a mezuzah. Now look, it's a shayla. I'm not going to go into it. But according to Rashi Shita, the Al-Khur, you'll be put there. So the Markasha now, the Yamai, why do you say this outside room is put up in a mezuzah? True, you're not living in the outside one. Of a tehevei chitzoino kibeishar. There's a new yisoid of a beishar. Let this outer room be like an entrance to the inner room. Whenever you have an entrance, like a foyer, to a big room, when you first come into your house, you have a little room there, a little entrance room, a little foyer. Even though it's a small room, less than dalad dalid, still that room is mechuyev in a mezuzah. Because that's like an entrance into the house. That's called a beishar. This is the entrance how to get into your house. So since this outside room is the entrance to get to the inside one, let it be mechuyev to a mezuzah because it's called the entrance into the inside room. Now the Gemara, V'tischayin v'mezuzah. It should be mechuyev in a mezuzah. And for the Gemara, that's true by a regular house. But over here, by a tzrif, by shal yitzrim, which is only, it's only come out like a tent, mishum de lekviya. Since here, even the inside house is not a real house. It's also made like a sukkah. So even though you live there, but since it's not a tashmas of a real kfam, here we do not have this svar of the beishar. So the outside room, even though true, that's the way you get into the inside room of a house that's not a kfam, you don't have the chiyuv of a beishar. Rashi says, but heavy ke beishar primis. The kaimlum of menochis, makaimis rabba, the chayi be mezuzim midrabonin. Midrabonin is a chiyuv to put a mezuzah on the foyer into the big room. Even if the foyer by itself doesn't have the shear of a room to mechayev and mezuzah. Beishah zatrashi pirka balash lefnei habayis. It's a room before the house, the way you get into the house. So here, this outside yoitz, this outside sukkah, is the entrance to get into the inside sukkah where you live. So if the inside room is mechayev and mezuzah, why isn't the outside one? The teretiz meshum lekviya. Loizu v'loizu. Here, really, both sukkahs are not a tashmash of a diras kvam. Both of them are only like a sukkah. It's not the real way you live there. So there, loizu v'loizu dova kvam. If even though when you live in the inside one, you have to put a mezuzah up, because lamais, you're living there, but it's not called enough of a dira there to say that the outer room, it should also have a shame dira, because that's the way to get inside the inner room, it's no good. In other words, Rashi says the svar of a beishar is that the outside room is like bottle or tuffle to the inside room. So if the inside room is a real dira kfar, a real house, the outside room becomes the chelik of that house, it's also mechuyev in a mezuzah. But here, even the inside room is a shvachra, it's a lighter type of a living, it's not a real dira there, so even though it's enough to mechayev itself for a mezuzah, but it can't schlep along the outside room to also have a mezuzah on it. Therefore, the outside room is potter for the mezuzah, only the inside room is mechayev. Right. Tana Rabbonin. Ganbach. What does ganbach mean? The abbreviations for sukkahs goyim. If you have a sukkah that a goy made, or else sukkahs noshim, you have a sukkah that a lady made. Sukkah as behema. You have a sukkah that was made l'shem your behemoth. You made a tent there to keep your behemoth there. That's what you made it for. In other words, you didn't make it l'shem sukkah, you made it for your behemoth. Sukkah as kusim. The same thing, you made a sukkah for goyim, for kusim. Or sukkah mikomokim, any type of a sukkah, is kshera. It's because a sukkah is kosher. Ubovach yetayim etachachas kilchosa. Providing though it has the halachas of a sukkah. You have to have three mechitzas there, and you have to have chach on top, that you have roved sail, more than you have cham. It's good. Even though the people that made it are potter from the mitzvah, even though a goy made the sukkah, and an isha made the sukkah, even though they're potter from the mitzvah sukkah, still the sukkah is kosher. As long as the sukkah lemaisa was made in a kosher way. Rashi, sukkah's goy means shasuyi lodobo b'maisachama. Sukkah mekomakim afilu pchusim yelu. Come before us, what the chiddush is. Yeah. The other one was maikil chosa. What do you mean to say that the sukkah has to be made the right way? Amrav chizit means vushat zasua letzel sukkah. It has to be made at least for the purpose of making tzel. It had to be made for the purpose you put the roof on top to make shade. That's what it had to be made for. Not l'shem mitzvah sukkah, but it had to be made akopona for the purpose of keeping shade. That's what you had it made the top of the schach for. That was the purpose. Shashem Rav Chizda, Haikir Chazakoma, Husham Tchechas Yofam, the Mucha Milsa Shas Yosu Rishayna, Litzel Hoysa. It was made for shade, for learn the Sneas Biyama, and not just to make it private. The Afa Gazat Rashi the Sukkah, Lishayn Chag Loibinam, even though you don't have to make it Lishmo, Lishayn Mitzvah Sukkah, of l'shem sukkah binan. It has to be made for the purpose of a sukkah, which means uletzelhu, the mikri sukkah, shesachachas min achoriv. It protects you from the heat. That's the taish, that's the explanation of a sukkah. So when you made these huts, you had to make it for the purpose, like you want to be inside in the shade, and not to be outside in the sun. Mashenkin, if you don't care about keeping away the sun, the main purpose you have is just l'tznias. You want to have some privacy there, that's a pasul sukkah. It had to be made that you put a roof on top of this tent, this hut, today that the roof on top should protect you from the sun. It is there for purpose of sale. That's called a kosher sukkah. The Mara, my mikol mokum, what does it mean, mikol mokum, any type of the sukkah's kosher? Lasu yamai, what else are you eating more than the sukkah's ganbach? And the Gemara to eat another type of sukkah. Lasu ya sukkah's rakbash. another different type of sukkahs. What's ragbash? The Tana Rabbonin. Sukkahs ragbash. What is that? Sukkahs royin. A sukkah you made for the shepherds. You made outside in the field for the shepherds to use it. Sukkahs kaitzim. You have out in the fields also. Kaitzim, as she says, shomrei ketzias, hashtucha mesod liyavish. You have your figs outside in the fields drying up, and you have shomrei, their watchmen, working on the fields. So they have to have a place to go in. So they go in and rest up in this sukkah. So sukkahs kaitzim. Sukkahs burgenin. Also Rashi, burgenin means also a tent that's made in the field for the shomrei ear, the people that are watching the city. The kulam yisraelim. Here the mile of these sukkahs are belongs to Yisrael. It was made for Yisrael, the person that's mechuy v'mitzvah sukkah. Aber sukkah zu loy l'shem chag nasis. But it wasn't made l'shem sukkah, l'shem mitzvah sukkah. It was made for the purpose of these people to use it. Like a shepherd uses it to keep protect himself from the sun. A kaitzin or a burgenin use it to protect himself from the sun. Sukkah shem yaparis. So what then? You have somebody that's watching a paris. He's out in the sun. He wants a place to protect himself from the sun. He goes into a sukkah. These are kosher sukkahs to use for the mitzvah sukkah. Sukkah mikol makom kshere. Who are then any type of sukkah kosher? Abubuvat providing shetem zecheches kilchosa. Providing though that on top you made the sukkah kilchosa. For the Gemara my kilchosa, what does it mean you made the sukkah the right way? Amarav chizda vu she'osa letzel sukkah. That you made it letzel sukkah. That's what you made the sukkah. Like we had before. You have to make it for the purpose that you want shade. Like that's what these were made for. You're working out in the fields, and the sun is baking down on you, so you want to have a shady place to go into. So if you made the sukkah, l'shem tzel, that's cool, you made it l'shem kilchosim. Whereas pshit, it has to be made with the right dimensions. You have to have three mechitzes, and zayin, and you have to have tzilsa, meruba, mechamsa, that's pshit you have to have. So the chiddush is also that it had to be made for the purpose to cause the shade. It was made for the purpose of the tzel, that's called you made a good sukkah. So the more now in this price, what does it mean, sukkah mikol mokum? What's the chiddush of sukkah mikol mokum? It's most la'suya mai, la'suya sukkahs ganbach. It's the second price that talks about rakbash, is adding in, who are then the first prices, sukkahs are also good. The sukkah that a goy made, or that an isha made, is also kosher. So kiss, there are two different prices. One price holds the sukkahs rakbash is better, and that's to add off, even sukkahs ganbach is also kosher. And the first price holds not like that. They hold sukkahs ganbach is better. A sukkah that was made by goyim and by noshim is better than the sukkah that was made for the purpose of these people, for the people out in the field. Samar says, what's the svaras now? Samar says, hi tana de ganbach. The first price that talks about ganbach, ali malay ganbach, they hold those sukkahs that are made by goyim and by noshim are better. You know why? Mishum de kviya v'koyi. Because they're made for permanent type of sukkahs. It's made a good type of a sukkah. The kotani mikol mokum, or ends off, any type of sukkah is good. La suya rakbash, the like kviya. These sukkahs that are made outside in the field, they're not really a kva to really live there. It's only when the shem is outside in the field, and he wants to protect himself for water from the sun, he goes in there. But it's not really meant to live there. Since it's not really made for kviya, it's not as good as a sukkah's ganbach. For high time, the second time, it's not like that. The rakbash alimalei. He holds the sukkah that was made for the purpose of these shermen, these watchmen, out in the field, is a better sukkah than the sukkah made by goyim. Has alimalei rakbash. Why? The bnei chiyuvininu. Our kopponim, we're talking about Jews. We're talking about men that are machuy with the mitzvah sukkah. So they went ahead and made themselves a tent. So even though they made the sukkah for the purpose of protecting themselves when they're watching the paris in the fields, but our kopponim, since bnei chiyuvah, the yidin, made the sukkahs, they hold that the svar is a better sukkah. Mele v'tonu mikol mokum, the end of the price adds on that any type of a sukkah is also good. Mikol mokum la suya ganbach, that even a sukkah's ganbach that was made by a goy, that was made by an ish is also good. Why? Why are they worse? The lav v'nech yuveninu, because they are made by people that are not mechuyev in the mitzvah. In other words, a goy is not mechuyev in mitzvah sukkah. An ish is not mechuyev in mitzvah sukkah. Even though she's not mechuyev in the mitzvah, still the loch is, if they make the sukkah is kosher. That's why we pask in Aloha Vada, both these sukkahs are good. A sukkah's ganbach is a kosher sukkah. The Maitha Taisvis in Gittin asked the kasha and Rabbeinu Tam Shita for now a Gemara. The Gemara in Gittin says Aloha, a goy can't write tefillin. A goy can't write Sefer Torah. Because the Gemara dash in the Pasuk, Ksharatem Uchsavtem, Mishi Yeshna Bekshira, Yeshna Bekshiva. Whoever has the mitzvah to put on tefillin, they're allowed to write the tefillin. Mashenkin, a goy that doesn't have the mitzvah to put on tefillin, he's not allowed to write the tefillin. That's the Gemara in Gittin. So Rabbeinu Tam says, when that's Gemara Mikan, that an isha is not allowed to make tzitzis, and an isha is not allowed to make the agad by lulav. If you have a lulav, the mitzvah to tie them all three together, an isha can't do that. You know why? Because since the isha is not mechuyev mitzvah lulav, she's not mechuyev mitzvah tzitzis, an isha can't do the mitzvah. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. That the Gemara in Gittin that says the klal, he learns by all mitzvahs. Any mitzvah, who could make the chetz of the mitzvah? Only someone that's mechuyev in the mitzvah. Like by tefillin. Only Yisrael, a man that's mechuyev in tefillin, he could write a tefillin. A goy that's potter for mitzvah tefillin, he can't write tefillin. So Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, who was in by all mitzvahs? An isha that's potter from the mitzvah can't do the maisa mitzvah. So Tosfos asked the kasher and Rabbeinu Tam, now our Gemara here. Our Gemara says clearly, sukkah is gan bach is kosher. Our Gemara says clearly, a sukkah that a goy or an isha made the sukkah, even though they're potter from mitzvah sukkah, still if they make the sukkah is kosher. So therefore, Tosfos argues on Rabbeinu Tam, and Tosfos avada by all mitzvahs, noshim are allowed to make tzitzis. Noshim could make the agad by lulav. It's only a special din by tefillin and sefer Torah mezuzah that we dash in a pasuk kusharim uchsavtem for tefillin for stam for tefillin sefer Torah mezuzah. There does nuk zeras akosiv. Who could make tefillin? Who could make a sefer Torah? Only someone that's a bach yuvay that has the mitzvah to put on tefillin. Only Yisrael, amen. There's a psul tak, a goy or an isha, can't make tefillin, can't make a sefer Torah mezuzah. But it's only aloch in those three mitzvahs. But avada by all other mitzvahs, even though you're not mechuyev v'davron, you're allowed to make the ma'aseh mitzvah. That's the right from our Gemara. The Gemara says, sukkah is gan bach is kosher. A sukkah that a goy and an isha made, it's called a kosher sukkah. So then some tzitzis is a shtakel kasher and a Rabbeinu Tam Shita. How could the Rabbeinu Tam say it's a klal by all mitzvahs? If you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, you can't do the mitzvah. Here it says clearly, your goy could make a sukkah. So I once wanted an answer. We'll see later on, this is right from the Gemara later. That the Rabbeinu Tam learns the Yisoid of Sukkah is, what the Ikka Yisoid of Sukkah is, Bekitzer is its sail, is the shade that comes out of the Tzach. When we make the Sukkah, it's not really called we're making the Mitzvah. It's only the Hecha Timtz, it's only the way how to cause that there should be shade. But the Mitzvah is sitting in the shade. So Lamaisa, who makes the shade? It's not called the Goy is making the shade. The Goy is just putting up the Sukkah. And because there's a Sukkah there, now you have shade underneath. The shade that comes by itself. So by a mitzvah that comes by itself, here Rabbeinu Tam is also made a nisha could make a sukkah, a goy could make the sukkah. Because the mitzvah is not the actual sukkah itself, that's only the hecha timtza, how to have the tzach, how to have the tzel come down. But the ikka mitzvah is to sit inside the sukkah, it's sit inside the tzel. We'll speak out later on, a raya for this also in the Gemara's later, about mitzvah bov yaveirim. Therefore Rabbeinu Tam is asking, where by tzitzis, where the mitzvah is, the tzitzis itself, that's the mitzvah, a nisha can make tzitzis. Mashenkin by sukkah, where the ikka mitzvah is to sit in shade. Now, vada is halachas, what type of shade can you sit in? There's halachas, there has to be shade that came from walls with tzach or kosher tzach. But after you have all the halachas, the mitzvah is to sit in the shade. So the shade is not called the isha made the shade. The shade is called, it comes by itself. That's why by sukkah, Rabbeinu Tam is made to this Gemara vada, that if a goy or an isha makes a sukkah, still we could use the sukkah, we could be mekayem the mitzvah. Right, stop here.